Mark chapter 4. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and a great multitude gathered to him, so that he entered into a ship and sat on the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his doctrine, Listen, a planter went out to plant, and as he planted, some fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. And some fell on stony ground, where it didn't have much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it was shallow. It was in shallow earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and yielded fruit that sprang up and increased, and produced some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. And he said to them, He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all these things are done in parables, so that seeing they will see, but not perceive. And hearing they will hear, but not understand. So they won't be converted and have their sins forgiven. And he said to them, Don't you know this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The planter plants the word. And these are the ones by the wayside, where the word is planted. And when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was planted in their hearts. And these are the ones also that are planted on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and so endure briefly. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are the ones that are planted among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are the ones who are planted on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. And he said to them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For nothing is hidden that won't be made clear, neither was anything kept secret, but that it will come out. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, Be careful what you hear. With what measure you measure out, it shall be measured back to you. And to you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given. And he that doesn't have, from him shall be taken even what he has. And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should throw seed into the ground, and sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he doesn't know how. For the earth produces fruit by itself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit has been produced, immediately uses the cutting tool, because the harvest has come. And he said, To what shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is planted in the earth, is less than all the seeds that are in the earth. But when it has been planted, it grows up and becomes greater than all plants, and shoots out large branches, so that the fowls of the air can lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable he didn't speak to them, and when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. And the same day when the evening had come, he said to them, Let's go over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the rear of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, Master, don't you care that we're dying? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. and the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they were quite afraid and said to each other, What kind of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?